fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Amelia Discreet, how are you this morning?
I'm all right. The cat has joined me this morning for word salad, so we've got a special guest.
Hello, Piggy. How's the cat going?
Oh, she's all right. She's sitting on a little stool next to me.
I feel like that sounded really weird for anyone who doesn't know the context. Amelia's cat is called Piggy. It sounded just super strange.
Yeah, her name is Piggy.
Yeah. So shout out to Piggy, special guest on the show this morning. We love it. We love a good
feline. Nice to have you here.
In the building, if metaphorically speaking. What are we talking about today, Amelia? Save me here. What's happening?
So this one's for the nerds. This one's for the gamers.
Unlike all of our other segments, which are strictly for the cool kids.
No, this one's for the dweebs and the dorks, you know. So today we're talking about Thieves' Cant.
Thieves' Cant? What is Thieves' Cant?
Also known as, it's also known as Peddler's Fridge or Thieves' Argot, Rogue's Cant. Basically, if people know it today, they probably know it as a thing from games like Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
Where if you play as a thief, some kind of vagabond-style character, there's like a skill you can learn where you get to learn the secret language of thieves.
Cool.
That is quite cool.
So is it a real thing?
Well, yes. So we're going to talk the reality we'll talk a little bit more about later.
Okay.
But so basically what happens is in the middle of the 1500s, kind of specifically the 1560s,
mm-hmm.
people in England are freaking out about poor people.
I think aren't they always doing that? They're always having some sort of moral panic, but not really fixing the problem, just making it worse somehow.
They're particularly freaking out about it. And so this guy called Thomas Harmon, who's a justice of the peace, you know, extremely respectable. He owns, I think, 3 homes.
Nice.
He writes,
got his investment homes.
He writes a book called A Caveat or Warning for Common Cursitors, vulgarly called Vagabonds.
Cursitors. So what's a cursitor? Is it a thief or a... criminal?
It's just like beggars and poor people.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And so he basically writes this book where he's like, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. These people have a special secret language and they have a special secret society.
Right.
Sounds legit. Okay.
Sounds legit. So this is kind of like the main book for it. But there, it kind of blows up and becomes like a whole genre. So it's not the first book. There's an earlier book that it draws a lot of influence from called The Fraternity of Vagabonds.
I love the idea that all these people are like, there's poor people everywhere and they must have an agenda.
They have a language.
They're coming to get us. And all they're just like, we just want to have a house and some food. Please just leave us alone.
Well, I mean, you say that, but have you heard the secret vow of the rogues?
Well, no, I have not. Yeah.
No. So this comes from a book called The Devil's Cabinet Opened.
Wow, that sounds like a spicy read.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a pamphlet that kind of comes out following this caveat for cursitors. And it has... So they have to swear a solemn vow upon initiation. I will not teach anyone to cant, nor will I disclose aught of our mysteries to them, although they flog me to the death.
Ooh, Jesus, no one wants to be flogged to death.
So to get to the actual language, got some examples of words in Thieves' Cant. So cant just...
are you breaking the solemn vow right now on air, Amelia? Are you really doing that right now?
Excuse me, I don't hold to the bonds of vagabonds. Rogues. The caveat of cursitors is very keen on calling them rogues instead of vagabonds. The only reason that I can work out for that is because, so they both come from Latin, and vagabond kind of means wanderer.
Okay.
But rogue means to like beg or ask.
So they're trying to make a distinction here.
I think he's kind of, Well, he's trying to be more mean to the...
Right, I see. Aww. He's got an agenda.
He's like, stop calling them wanderers. These are beggars. So here are some examples of thieves' cant. Kin, house. Bowsen kin, ale house. Bine is good.
Oh, yeah.
Darkmans is the night. Glimmer is fire. Mort is a woman. And a cove is a man.
Okay, all right.
And actually, the warning for common cursitors has a kind of like a taxonomy of the different kinds of rogues.
Right.
So there's Abramin.
A what?
Who, so...
An so Abramin?
Abram. So at Bedlam, which is like the big hospital,
yep.
There's an Abraham Ward, and so these people are kind of claiming to have been in the insane asylum, pretty much.
Mm.
And so they're pretending that they're crazy, so you give them money.
Okay, so he's basically being like, here, look, here's all the ways that they're trying to scam you on the streets.
Yeah, exactly. There's whipjacks. Or freshwater mariners, and these are people who pretend to be shipwrecked sailors.
Ooh.
And they even have counterfeit licenses from the Admiralty.
Oh my goodness. All this roguishness, Amelia.
There's priggers of prancers, which are horse thieves.
Priggers of prancers. That's a good one. We should bring that one back, to be honest. You blimmin' prigger of a prancer, you.
Shake Halliards.
My okay.
Also known as clapper dudgeons.
Yes.
they work alone, but they meet at night, and a lot of them are Irish.
Ooh, gotta
well,
be careful
that
there.
That was your first warning.
So hang on, what was the word for night again? The night was like dark mans.
Nightmans.
Okay, so they're meeting...
Oh, sorry, no, you're right, dark mans.
They're meeting at dark mans. To get up to no good.
To get some prancers.
Bring some prancers.
Some prancers.
Exactly. And so this was extremely influential. And so all of these pamphlets get published about a kind of this idea that there's like an anti-society.
Okay.
That there's like within society, there's this upside down version of society where all the poor people are having like So eventually, it's claimed that thieves' cant was invented around 1530 by a guy called Cock Laurel at the Devil's Ass, which is a cave in Derbyshire.
You're just making this up now.
No. And and so essentially, it's like massive kind of bourgeois scaremongering.
Got you.
The idea that
it was Cock Laurel at the Devil's Ass.
Poor people are not like disadvantaged normal people.
Yes.
They're a special evil society.
Oh my God. This is around the same time as like the witch hunts a little bit, eh? We're kind of in that era. Is that right? Or is that
1500s?
A little bit earlier?
Yeah.
My history's
witch
scruffy
hunts,
there.
Witch hunts kind of go on for quite a long time.
There's a lot of like publishing mostly... of frantic pamphlets going on right now.
Yeah, they're mostly a bit after this. So with thieves' cant, we do have some of it in court records, so with people
wow.
going to court. But that's all after this.
Okay, so so maybe this is the chicken and the egg kind of situation. This was the first thing to come out, was this sort of pamphlet making up this fake language and this fake society, and then people were like, actually, it's a good idea, let's use some of that.
Yeah, so it seems like it's a mix of like real slang that is just slang. It's like the
not
words
a code
that people use. Yeah, and also like thrown in some foreign words, and then kind of some of it seems like it's probably just straight made up. But people are into this. There's someone in the 1930s who's writing a book about these texts, and he says that old mate Hartman, who wrote the caveat or warning for common cursitors, like has all of the discipline of a modern sociologist. So right up till the 30s, people basically think this is real,
right.
And this informs a lot of texts. And so you end up getting the language from these, like novelists and stuff will study these to figure out how poor people talk. Oh. And so it ends up, if you look at some of the words in here, you will see stuff that like people in Dickens say. In Oliver Twist, Oliver can't speak in cant because he's too inherently good. There's this idea that it's not just slang, there's an inherent badness to this. And some people even claimed that it was grammarless.
So it had no rules of grammar. Gosh, that is...
No, that is the worst.
That sounds like something for me.
Now I've heard it all.
Sign me up, please.
Yeah, this guy William Baldwin said about it, "The mind followeth much the temperature of the body, and also the words are the image of the mind. So as they proceeding from the mind must needs be affected with the words." So basically saying, if you talk like this, you're like inherently bad.
My word.
Crikey. Okay, so there's a lot of like fear-mongering going on, and then the novelists picked it up and sort of made it seem more real by basically legitimizing it in that space. And now
cant in Shakespeare even, so it gets picked up very quickly.
I was going to say, that's probably the only time I've ever... This is like reminding me of high school English class a little bit. And how was he using it? Have you got any examples there?
I have lost my Shakespeare example. So as late as 1859, there's a Rogue's Lexicon published. This is an American version, and it includes lots of words that you will recognize, like brag, gab, peepers, rat, as in like a cheat, mug for face. And so they're like, these are the signs. If you hear people talking like this, they are inherently criminal.
Wow, that is so cooked. And I assume it's because that was also slang that was used by probably people of like working class or who were living in like destitution. So they're like, look, there, he's using it. Proves that evilness that's going on.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, yeah, I just thought I'd talk about this today.
I thoroughly enjoyed
it's always
that.
Good to see how the criminalization of the working class has really got
to where we are today. And now it's in Dungeons and Dragons, and we can enjoy it in that space in a slightly more fun capacity.
It's honestly, it's only extremely recently that people have started to go, this is very fishy.
Okay.
And if you look into this on the internet, you'll find lots of people just being like, yeah, there were these secret societies of thieves where they would like
pour
ass's milk on their heads, and the king of the beggars would lick. It's like Fagin from Oliver Twist. It's like all of this like evil secret society stuff.
Oh man. When I was a kid, I didn't
And maybe
want to
some
be
of it was
gang.
Real, but
I wanted to be one of the like kids that ran around doing Fagin's sort of like little evil jobs. I thought that would be quite fun.
I mean, you are a bit of an artful dodger, right?
Oh, thanks, Amelia. You've picked us this chaotic song, which I'm literally just going to give us a taster of because it's so buck wild.
Farewell to all our Scottish fame. Farewell our fame.
What is this, Amelia?
This is Steel Ice Band. And it's called Rogues in a Nation.
Oh my god.
Which is basically about this stuff.
We're giving it 30 seconds.
Pump it up.
Oh, boo.
If you'd like to vote for this in the 95 BFM Top 10, 5395.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you very much, Amelia Discreet, for bringing us Rogue's Cant this morning on Word Salad.
Thieves' Cant.
Oh, sorry, Thieves' Cant. Got to get it right.
Rogue's Argot, sometimes called.
Or what was it? Beggar's French or something?
Peddler's French.
Peddler's French. Beautiful. Thanks for that. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
You vinaigrette too. Originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.